everybody. Welcome back to our podcast, Our Messy Rainbows. The reason that we called it Our Messy Rainbows, because our rainbow is our thoughts and emotions. Sometimes it can get a bit messy. So that's why we called it Our Messy Rainbows. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Welcome to Our Messy Rainbows, where we help support children to find joy, sharing knowledge, thoughts and information to help them feel less lonely.
This lockdown has had an impact on children of all ages. To make the most of this situation, we are hearing of children that are setting up their own business to do something positive for others. Today we would like to welcome Ari. Ari, welcome. How are you feeling today?
I'm good, thank you. Very, very helpful.
Ari, can you tell our listeners how old you are and when you set up your business, what your business is?
So I'm 14 and my business is making things out of a rope-like material called power cord for people and their pets as well.
How did you come up with the idea?
I already was doing paracord as a hobby, from being quite young. I've always had like a lot of hobbies and I've moved along a lot of hobbies, and then I picked up paracord and it was really good because you've got to use like quite a lot of your attention. So if you're like unhappy or stressed or anything, it uses a lot of attention. So that's how I decided to start doing it.
Why did you use paracord?
It was just something I was looking at on the internet. I was looking at lots of different crafts and things, and it popped up how, like, because it's got quite a lot of uses and how it used to be used in the military, but you can also use it for lots of pretty things as well, so it's not, like, manly or anything.
Wow, it sounds very nice. How old were you when you started your business?
I was 13. It was from the lockdown one.
Before you started your business, did you sell the dog collars?
I'd sold a few before I started the business, but only to like my mum's friends and things that had seen what I was doing.
Wow, what is your business called?
The Crafty Teen is like what I brand everything around. And then obviously my group's got a slightly different name, but yeah, I brand everything around the Crafty Teen, like my page and Instagram and things.
Wow. Our podcast is about finding our rainbow inside of us. What top advice would you give to other children to feel happier?
Find something that makes you feel happy. So like try out lots of different things, maybe try reading, try doing like crafts or try going outside. And once you find something you enjoy, take time out and do that. Because then you know that if you find a certain thing that makes you happy, it might be different to other people's. But if you've got that one thing, that's good.
Wow. Do you make all the stuff by yourself, or does your mum help you?
I make most of it by myself. So I've got a little brother that sometimes likes to help.
How old is your brother?
12.
Wow. And do you have any messages for children who want to start up their own business?
I'd say don't be afraid to do it. It's quite, like, lots of people like to see teen entrepreneurs, and there is a few groups on Facebook that I'm helping run one at the minute, which is for teen entrepreneurs and young entrepreneurs. And if anybody has any questions, you can also get in touch with me and I will answer and help you in any way I can.
When you started your business, did you feel afraid to start it up?
I felt a bit afraid because I felt like people weren't going to be interested in me because I was so young, and I felt like people weren't going to be interested in my products. But once I started sharing them and sharing like my story, how I'd started a business, it quite like people did like it, and I realised that it wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be.
Did you find it stressed when you first started it?
When I first started it, because I didn't really have a clue what I was doing, and I was just experimenting lots of different things, seeing the best way that was for me. But once I'd figured out that I could do it, it was a lot easier.
Well, where can our listeners find you on social media?
You can find me on social media on most platforms. I'm as The Crafty Teen or just Ariana Clark, which is my personal.
What are your hopes for the future?
At the minute, I'm quite liking like inspiring other people to start a business as well, because then I know that I'm helping other people, and like people that also want to start a business that don't know where to start, I like to help them out a lot as well. Like, at the minute, my brother's wanting to start a business, and I'm trying to help him as much as I can as well, because I think that if they've got an idea that people want to do, it's good to know that you can help them out to do that.
What advice have you got for these two to try and set the podcast up to into a business?
I would say that just keep sharing it with people that you think are going to like it as well. And like, I find you very inspiring that you've started a podcast. I think it's absolutely amazing. And that just keep doing what you do and keep sharing it.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. We loved having you. Ari, do you have any final words?
Have a good day, everyone. I've absolutely loved doing this podcast, so thank you.
Thank you. Bye. We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. We're on Apple Podcasts. And please may you write a review. And we're also on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. So could you please follow us there? And remember to
like, share and subscribe.